stillness in this room. Points to the container of practice. The stability, the general establishment of mindfulness. You all have quite a bit of momentum of mindfulness. Appreciating that. As I pointed to this morning, sometimes we can just simply recognize we are already aware. Letting go of the doing of practice and being. Allowing our mind and body to know itself. As the momentum begins to strengthen and less effort is necessary, and we are simply recognizing already knowing experience, recognizing feeling that is already feeling, we experience this world of our minds and bodies. Everything that we experience, everything that we can experience, is generated by this mind and this body. So we are witnessing the unfolding of our lives. Witnessing the only thing that we have in a moment, this experience. And this experience is thus. Whatever is experienced in every single moment is pointing to the Dharma. I said this morning that the Dharma is everywhere. The word Dharma has some different meanings. In this case, the meaning points to the deeper nature of what's happening. Dharma means nature. And it is exploring the nature of our experience. Not being caught by it. But in a balanced way, with an open heart, kind attention, receiving our experience and seeing into its nature. Impermanent, its impermanent nature. Its unreliable nature. Its nature that it's because it's impermanent, because it's so rapidly changing, it is just not a place that's satisfying to land and say, this will make me happy. Unreliable for lasting happiness. And not me, not mine, not who I am. Every single moment of experience, whatever it is, reaching for a doorknob, swallowing salad, experiencing an in-breath, hearing a distant rumbling, every single experience can show us this nature when our minds are open to it. And deeply meeting and understanding this nature through direct experience. The mind lets go of trying to hold on, of wanting to hold on, of wanting to fix and change, construct. And so there doesn't have to be some special experience that helps us to see this nature. This Dharma. Dharma as nature. Every experience. Every single possible experience that arises in this body and mind. Is a place where we can learn to let go. One of the succinct teachings of the Buddha Sometimes people would ask the Buddha to offer a brief teaching. And one of those is something like, "Nothing whatsoever is worth clinging to as I, me, or mine." Pointing to freedom, release that comes as the mind lets go of clinging. And as Joseph Goldstein says, it doesn't matter to what you don't cling. There's no special thing that we have to find in order to let go of it. Every moment of experience is a possibility for freedom. And yet we can't make that happen. But our practice does cultivate the conditions that support the mind understanding this truth, that support the mind to begin to open to this nature. This radical, simple knowing. Of our simple, everyday body and mind experience. Everything that we need for freedom is already happening. And so this is what I understand Sayadaw Utejaniya to mean when he says, Dharma is everywhere. Every moment is the possibility to see clearly. And yet the practice is simple. Abide. Already aware.